Probably just try to get back to my normal weight, you know, 248-ish, just somewhere in there. You know, just try to gain strength. You know, not don't need to put on a whole bunch of mass, but you know, just get back to a, you know, football weight.
What's the thing that surprised you the most about the NFL?
It's really a long season, especially you know, not even going to the playoffs. Like 20 games, including all the preseason. You know, just really long year. I wish we were still playing, but you know, it's kind of nice to actually have a, some type of break.
So the rookie wall is a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's a thing. It's definitely a thing.
I know that CJ was saying you and Trent are probably going to go to Tennessee and, mm-hmm. and do some stuff. What are you guys planning there, and what are you hoping for the next step in this offseason?
You know, I was just I like to have a quarterback to throw to me. So CJ and Trent both live in Nashville because where their parents are from. So I was like, hey, you know, I might as well just sneak down there. It's better than it's like negative 20 in Iowa City right now. So I'm going to avoid that as best as I can. And CJ's high school is an indoor, so that's pretty nice too. So I'll be able to run routes as much as I want and not to pay for training. So really looking forward to just, you know, taking a couple weeks off here to you know, get the body back right and then going right back to work. And I'm really looking forward to it. Most important thing I've learned, I think really taking care of your body is one of the biggest things. You know, I love about here is, and all the veterans have told me, it's not like anywhere else. It's like they bring in massage therapists and stuff to really, you know, help us stay as healthy as we possibly can. And that's one thing I've really appreciated since being here. Oh, awesome. I mean, I feel like a lot of rookies stepped up and, a lot of guys played. It was really fun to see, you know, everybody, you know, it's kind of a dream come true type of thing, you know, get to play in the NFL, and it's just fun to see that for so many guys.
And you and Trent are obviously close, but off the field and away from football, how close is this team in terms of how you use your personal time and things like that?
I think pretty close. I mean, I enjoy, like, I get dinner with a lot of the guys, you know, special teams dinners Thursdays. We get a big group of guys to go get food. It was really fun just to be able to, see, you know, hang out with guys outside of football and outside of the facilities. And I think it's just going to continue through the offseason.
Did you reach your goals this season in terms of production?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, always want to do better. You know, I always want to catch more passes, score more touchdowns, stuff like that. But, you know, I was happy with what I did. I'm just really looking forward to building on that for next year.
Did you learn about overcoming adversity?
Well, I mean, I think the best thing about adversity, you know, shows the true colors of a person. You know, going 0-9, you know, it's hard. You know, some players or some guys, they want to quit or, you know, point fingers, stuff like that. And there was a single guy on the team that I think did that, and it was really fun to see. I think that just kind of brought us together and then made all the victories towards the end of the season so much better.
How would you describe being right next to Reuben Foster's locker all year?
Well, you guys bother him a lot, so that ends up bothering me. So I can't even get into my locker half the time. But Reuben's awesome. He's fantastic. He's a really funny dude. He's something's always entertaining with him. You know, and it's just, he's a great dude. I'm really glad I could be next to him. I think he's doing all right. Got to say hi to him a little bit, but I got here pretty late for the team meet. Didn't show up late for the meeting, but I just showed up a couple minutes before, so I think he's already gone, but he said he was doing great.
What was the message on the team meeting? I mean, how did Kyle send you guys off in the offseason?
Just looking forward to get back to work. That he's, you know, one of the first times he's missed the playoffs, I've been like sad that the season's over because he wants to keep playing because, you know, we're just on a roll right now. he also apologized for having to have a team meeting at 10 a.m. on New Year's Day, but something you have to do.